Hey, you guys, what is going on? We're back for another podcast. I am so glad that you guys decided to come back and listen after last week's podcast with James. I got a ton of feedback, and I'm so glad that you guys really enjoyed it and felt that you guys really connected and just thought it was really honest and real and just, you know, it was so much fun recording it. And even after the podcast, me and him were talking, we're like, it just felt so natural. Like, we just felt like we were having a conversation with each other, really. So it was just a lot of fun. And I'm just so glad that we did it together. And then I asked him to be on the podcast. So today, I really want to talk a little bit about healing with food and natural remedies with chronic illness. Mostly in general with the things that I'm going through, but also you could be doing this with anything that you're really going through, and also anything that you're going through with health-wise as well. And I just really want to be able to help some of you guys out with healing and not having to take a bunch of medications. But before we get into that, I figured that we would just talk about some other things and some more, you know, fun topics, and, you know, before we get into like the hard nitty-gritty stuff. So I was thinking about earlier before I was starting to record, like what I wanted to talk about. And I was like laughing because I was like watching The Bachelor earlier this week. I have Hulu, so I just watch it usually the day after, which kind of stinks because you see everything after like Monday night. And I usually have to wait till like Tuesday night when I get home from work to watch it. But this show, I love The Bachelor, don't get me wrong. I think it's a great show and it's funny sometimes, and I'm glad that some people have found love off of it, but it's just very unrealistic in my opinion. I mean, come on, you're obviously not going to go on a date with someone in Spain or Greece and then after 6 weeks of knowing them get married. I mean, I know some people do that, but it's just very, like, it's hard to come by and you don't really see a whole lot of success stories with it. But I do really like Peter a lot, and I liked him on when he was on Hannah's season, so I'm really rooting for him that he finds somebody. But I was just cracking up at this episode, and I think it was because of the champagne bottle. Oh my gosh, that champagne bottle had more memes and tweets about it than most of those girls on the actual show. Like, I'm pretty sure this champagne bottle had more attention than Peter did. I mean, it was cracking me up, like, how much drama they were, you know, creating with this champagne bottle. And, you know, ABC just totally, you know, I feel like they do that stuff on purpose just to, like, cause drama with people. And it was just cracking me up because when she went to go drink it and it, like, you know, all came out of her mouth and was, like, all over the place, I was like, that's freaking hilarious. So that was just an interesting episode, and I'm sure that a lot of you guys watched it and also thought the same thing, that these girls are crazy, and I could see why a lot of them are single, because I was talking to my mom, and I'm like, I don't understand, like, these women are so pretty, they're all, like, skinny and perfect looking, and then they just are all single, and I'm like, I don't get it, and now I'm like, oh, wait, actually, I do get it, like, they're freaking nuts, so that's why some of them are single. But, you know, also too, like, no offense to the women. I think it's just like, you know, television just makes people crazy. And I think that the TV just, like, also, you know, can, you know, make people seem a certain way, but they're really not. So I get it and I don't get it at the same time. But anyways, I just had to talk about that because I just thought it was so funny. But yeah, guys, it's almost the end of January. I mean, what the heck? It's just so crazy to me how fast the month of January went by. And normally the first couple of months, I feel like, always go by really slow because there's never anything really going on. And usually the weather is so cold and it's gross out. But we've had really, really good weather here lately. Like, I just feel like it's been really nice. It really hasn't been very cold. I mean, I feel like we've had more of like a wet season with the rain and everything like that, other than just like it being freezing cold. So, I mean, I'll definitely take, you know, the warmth and a little bit of rain here and there than a bunch of snow. So, I mean, it definitely will be nice to have at least like one snow day. So, you know, we'll see if that actually happens. But yeah, I am also really excited to go away to Asheville this weekend. You know, and speaking of snow, I might actually see some if it gets cold enough. I don't think it's really supposed to get that cold, but me and James are going away for the weekend because we both have off work on Martin Luther King Day. So we're really excited to go and just, you know, just get away and spend some time together just by ourselves. So we're really excited. But funny story about Asheville. So whenever me and my family go there, we usually stay at the same hotel because it's right in downtown Asheville and it's really close to like a bunch of things, and you basically can just park your car for the weekend and then just walk everywhere. And we just like that because you're not having to waste a bunch of gas, and you know, it's just nice to be able to go there, park your car, and you don't get back in it until you leave. So we usually stay at, and it's a Hilton, so we like Hilton hotels and Hampton and all that. They're usually pretty nice hotels. So we had booked that probably about like a month ago, and we were, you know, me and him were out one night, and my brother and sister-in-law were over at my parents' house, and they're like, oh yeah, we're going away to Asheville this weekend. And like my brother or my dad was like, oh my gosh, so are Mackenzie and James. And they're like, that's so crazy, where are they staying? And then he was like, they're staying at the Hilton. And they're like, started laughing, and they're like, we are too. So they're literally going to be there the same time we are. Like, how does that happen? But I think that's also like really fun. Like, it'll be funny if we run into them, and you know, it'll just be like a whole family thing. I told my parents, I was like, you guys might as well just come down too. I mean, we'll just have the whole fam bam there. So yeah, we're really excited to just go get away, have some drinks, relax, you know, stay up late, sleep in. We're just super excited. I'm sure we'll do some hiking too. Me and James really like to hike, and we like to be outdoors and like to go on a lot of walks here in Charlotte. So I'm sure that we'll definitely do something nature-wise while we're up in Asheville, if it's not, you know, below 0 degrees, because I went to Asheville like a couple of years ago with my dad at this time, and it was literally snowing as we're looking up the Blue Ridge Parkway mountains and stuff like that, and it was so freaking cold, so cold. So I'm hoping that it's not as bad, so we can actually do some real hiking. But yeah, guys, I'm really excited. It's gonna be just a really great couple of months, you know, a lot of exciting things coming up. I'm really excited for this podcast to take off, and, you know, I definitely want to amp up my podcast and have some more guests on and just get a lot better at it, because I feel like it's really therapeutic for me, and I don't know if it really helps any of you guys, but it really helps me a lot. So it's just also like nice something for me to do, like a little hobby. So I honestly don't care how many people listen to it. I mean, I just enjoy it. So but it definitely helps when, you know, people are listening. So, but yeah, I'm excited. So I figured that I would just get right on in into what we were going to be talking about today. So I did mention in the beginning of the podcast that I wanted to go over some just really quick things about healing your body naturally. Now, I feel like people get really scared when they hear that, because they're like, especially if they're really, really into modern medicine and, you know, doing everything with medication and all that. And I totally get it. Like, obviously, sometimes medication is needed and there's nothing wrong with medication. Just for me personally, I just don't do well on medication. I feel I get a lot of side effects that usually come along with it. Even when they say, like, you won't get any side effects, I always get them anyways. And it's just never fun for me. And it's also very expensive. Especially for endometriosis medication and IBS medication. The endometriosis medicines is just outrageously expensive. I'm not really sure why. Probably because there is two medications, I think, that actually also treat cancer patients. So that's, I mean, it doesn't treat them, but it just like helps with the pain, I think. And that to me is just absurd. And I'm not going to take a pill that helps someone with cancer, because we obviously do not have the same thing, and I don't want those side effects. Now I'm in a lot of pain a lot of the time, and sometimes it would be nice just to take a pill and feel better, but I know that in the long run it's not actually curing anything, and it's not really helping with anything. It's just trying to put, like, it's like kind of putting a band-aid over the wound instead of actually fixing the problem. So, you know, I came to terms with that endometriosis and IBS are not curable. And, you know, I talked like last week with James about chronic illness and what it means and all that. So those two things obviously fall into that category. So I decided to kind of do my own research, and I'm still doing a ton of research and still trying to find things to help with my pain naturally instead of trying to, you know, take a bunch of medicines. And one thing that I really found that I have talked about in a podcast before is Medical Medium. He also is known as Anthony William, but his books and all that stuff are all Medical Medium based, and he has a ton of books out. I think he might have like maybe 6 or 7 now. I'm not really sure how many he has, but I've literally read all of them and I absolutely love them. And I'm sure that the first time you read them, you're like, this sounds crazy. Like, this doesn't even sound real. This guy sounds like he's just making up a bunch of stuff and putting in a book and making money off of it. And, you know, I was skeptical at first as well, but reading his stuff, he really does just talk about how eating whole foods can heal your body so much of so many things. Like, he has a whole book on just your thyroid and your liver and how your liver plays a huge role in a lot of illnesses that we see today, and how you can actually, you know, somewhat cure a lot of those, you know, illnesses that people deal with. And to me, that's just crazy. I mean, like, you just don't see that a whole lot without having to take some type of pill to really help you and just literally doing it by food. So Medical Medium doesn't really go off a certain diet. He doesn't actually really talk about anything about a diet, which for me, I love that because I do not want to be on a diet. This will be more of a lifestyle change for me. So I want it to be somewhat sustainable and be able to keep up with it for the rest of my life instead of, you know, just doing it for a couple months and then getting off of it. And it's definitely hard at first because it's a big change and, you know, you're not eating, you know, cheeseburgers and french fries all the time. So that's hard. But I definitely, when I'm serious and I'm on it, I feel amazing. And a lot of it is mostly fruits and vegetables and very like whole food. And I don't eat any meat anymore. I stick to more just fish. So I'm like a pescatarian, basically, mostly plant-based. So that works for me. Might not work for you. But some of the things that they tell you to avoid with IBS or with endometriosis, I know that the number one thing for endometriosis is staying away from omega-3 fats and any trans fats, a lot of red meats, you know, caffeine, alcohol, you know, gluten, being gluten-free, dairy-free, all that stuff that I basically have been doing for a couple of years now. And IBS kind of follows the same thing. Like, they definitely don't like you drinking coffee. Alcohol can really mess up your stomach if you have IBS. They really want you more on the low FODMAP diet, which is just like low fiber and, you know, those certain type of things, just mostly like fruits and vegetables, you know, things that are healing and good for us. And I know that can be so hard to do because, you know, it's strict and it can come off very strict. But honestly, I had to change my mindset. And I was actually talking to a friend the other day about this, that the one, you know, thing that really helped me with my eating disorder is remembering that God is using my temple. It's using my body as a temple. And that whenever I'm hurting it or putting harmful things in it that aren't good for me and just not eating the healthiest, I'm really hurting him as well. And I know that that's, you know, just hard in itself to sometimes wrap your head around, especially if you have an eating disorder or you have an addiction to food. And I was telling my friend that, you know, I had to change that mindset about me. I had to change that I was eating this food to, you know, fuel my body and to heal it and just to be healthy and take care of my body along with my soul, along with everything else that was, you know, just not the best. And, you know, it can be really scary trying to, you know, eat a bunch of like healthy foods like that when you're not used to it, and it can seem really restrictive. But I promise you, if you guys just look at some of his books, he has a ton of recipes out there. I've made a ton of yummy things that still taste super good that are really healthy for you and, you know, that don't feel like you're restricting as much. So that's definitely something that has helped me a lot. And I also think that, you know, meditating or/praying, whenever you're religious, beliefs are when I meditate, that's my time with God, really. And so I usually try to spend at least 15 to 20 minutes in the morning. And I usually read, like I have a little Bible app, and I usually read like a devotional in the morning. I'll read that, and then I will, you know, sit there and pray and just meditate and just have God to, you know, make me have a good day and all that. And it's crazy because, like, this morning, like, I am just was in a lot of pain. I'm still in a lot of pain today. Today is just a really, really bad flare up day for me. And I did my, you know, devotional stuff, but I didn't really meditate. I didn't really eat the healthiest today. And I mean, because I was in so much pain this morning, I kind of just started my day off bad. So I was just like not really hungry. I didn't really eat anything like bad food. I just was like not really eating enough. And whenever I don't eat enough, that definitely causes me to be in more pain as well. So I didn't really help myself. And, you know, I just like, I was, you know, I wasn't like hard on myself. I wasn't like, you know, oh my gosh, Mackenzie, you're such a failure. Like, you're supposed to be eating a certain way and you're not. So, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, be perfect. I know that I'm sometimes still messing up. I'm still trying to figure this all out. So I'm not too, you know, worried about being, you know, a certain way about anything. So yeah, guys, like, I'm just really trying to heal my body the best way that I can. And I hope that, you know, some of this advice is starting to help you guys out. I would really like your guys' feedback on a lot of things, just because it helps me to know what to talk about. And I don't know what any of you guys are going through outside of, you know, some of the people that I know listen have had some chronic illnesses as well. And I definitely just want to be able to be helpful and be there for people, because like I really understand what it's like to, you know, go through something and feel like you're all alone. And that's why I really want to start up my own like chronic illness support group. I think that would be so great, and it could be really helpful to a lot of women and men as well. You know, I haven't really decided if I'm gonna open up to men and women or just keep it all girls. Sometimes I think when you have boys and girls group, it makes it hard for women to feel like they can open up, but I don't want to like discriminate against any sex, and I want anyone to feel like they can come. So I just don't want to, you know, make anyone feel, whether male or female, they can't come because, you know, of the simulations against the group. So, you know, I'm just really excited about that. I definitely want to get that started. So if you have any ideas, or if you want to actually join, I definitely think I'm going to have something starting here up soon, and definitely want to let you guys know. I'll probably create like a Facebook event type of thing. And I think the first one I kind of want to have at my house, maybe, or possibly like somewhere close to here, that's more comfortable for people. Because I know like sometimes going in an opening setting can kind of make people feel like weird or feel uncomfortable. So I definitely just want to make it as relaxing and non-anxiousness as much as I can. So yeah, I'm really excited. And I can't wait to really get that started off. And I'm excited to just get better with my health and, you know, read more and research more and all these different things to just really, you know, heal this horrible illness. And, you know, I think that the word healing can come off like I'm trying to cure this. I know that I can't deep down, but to me, healing is just a very like strong word, and I just want to use it as a very positive word instead of just saying like, well, I can't cure it, so I'm just not going to do anything about it. So yeah, I'm really excited though to get away this weekend, because I think that will also help me with my healing. And I can't wait to just keep talking to these podcasts and having you guys listen. I know this one wasn't nearly as long as my last one was, but I just wanted to keep this short and sweet and to the point, because really when it comes to it, food is our biggest medicine. It can either hurt us or it can help us. And, you know, a lot of times I feel like it hurts more people than it helps. So I really just want to get it out there. And if any of you guys have questions, or you just need some help with like cooking or anything like that, or any recipes, I have a ton. So definitely reach out. I am really here to help all of you guys. So yeah, I hope you guys all have a great rest of your week, and you have a great, you know, weekend, or if you're off for the, you know, for the holiday on Monday, I hope that you just have a nice, relaxing day, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next time. Bye.